My name is Pat Bosco. Our podcast gives us an opportunity to visit with you about strategies and techniques that deal specifically with authenticity, the ability to be sincere, responsive, and caring to those we serve. During the pandemic, my wife and I began watching a lot of reality shows. One show we particularly enjoyed was Below Deck. It's about a sea captain who organizes a charter event for a group of well-to-do passengers. And his crew is a seasoned as well as an inexperienced crew that does everything they can to serve the clients that take this 3 or 4 day cruise through the Mediterranean. Captain Lee, in the evenings, makes sure that he is not around. If they go out for dinner, he's there to pay the bill, spends a few moments, and leaves. And I think about being alone at the top. The Captain Lee recognizes that crew members need to form a group, they need to have open communication, and he recognizes that as part of bringing a group together and managing the group. To be visible, to be accessible, but to have distance. And I recognize that sometimes it's lonelier at the top than you'd like it to be. But that's part of managing, to understand that you may be asked to make difficult decisions, and you want to make sure that you are impartial, that you're fair. Jim McCain, our longtime university president, he was my first university president that I worked for, he often say it's not the conflict, but the appearance of conflict that will get you in trouble. And that's been a mantra of mine throughout my professional career, and I pass it on to our listeners, that it's not the conflict, but the appearance of conflict. So Captain Lee gives us a good example of being able to have distance, to support activities, but to come early and leave early. That it's important that we maintain respectability and understand that the higher you go in an organization, the less genuine feedback you may receive. That people may not be as forthright, particularly if you don't establish an environment where it's okay to express a negative point of view or a different point of view than yours, that you have a supportive environment, that people are not gonna come forward and express themselves in open and sincere ways, unless you establish an environment where people can take risks. I always wanted to make sure that evaluations of me were 360 and they were confidential. That human resources did 5-year reviews. I even hired a retired psychologist to run evaluations to protect confidentiality. If I'm sincerely interested in getting feedback, that's important that the individuals who are responding understand that I'm going to have no way of knowing the positives or the negative comments that are shared. That 360 evaluations are critically important as higher you go in an organization. If you want genuine feedback, honor and respect confidentiality. Have some volunteer activities that are outside of work. That my activities were softball, and I made sure that my competitive softball volunteer experiences were away from the office. That was my way of venting, to be able to do something totally different. And I felt that was an opportunity for me to relieve stress. And as I got promoted higher into an organization, it became a godsend for me to have that volunteer experience away from the office, away from the stresses of the day-to-day stuff, and away from the people who report to me and that I report to. It's important that as you go higher in an organization, that you identify mentors, the individuals that give you an opportunity to share opportunities to make a difference. I think we all need that. Some organizations formally identify mentors to help relieve stress or to bounce ideas off of or to talk about career choices. The higher up in an organization you go, the fewer individuals you have to do that with. So look for those individuals. Is it lonely at the top? Well, we aspire to make a difference, and as we look to paint our canvas in the most sincere, authentic way we possibly can, to recognize that things change once you become a person that is leading others, that it's important to be accessible, but also be cognizant of the perception of conflict and maintaining your distance in a meaningful, sincere way.